At the beginning of our life is birth, during which we suffer. And at the end of our life is death, during which we also suffer. Between these two come aging and illness. No matter how wealthy you are or how physically fit you are, you have to suffer through these circumstances. On top of this comes discontentment. You want more and more and more. This, in a sense, is real poverty, always to be hungry, 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 with no time to be satisfied. Others might not be rich, but contentment provides them with fewer worries, fewer enemies, fewer problems, and very good sleep. On more than one occasion, when I have visited very nice homes in rich communities, I have peeked inside the medicine chest in the bathroom and found some medications to provide energy for the day and yet others to induce sleep at night. Contentment might do both of these jobs better, since it reduces anxiety during the day, paving the way for sleeping peacefully. In the frenzy of modern life, we lose sight of the real values of humanity. People become the sum total of what they produce. Human beings act like machines whose function is to make money. This is absolutely wrong. The purpose of making money is the happiness of humankind, not the other way around. Humans are not for money. Money is for humans. We need enough to live, so money is necessary. But we also need to realize that if there is too much attachment to wealth, it does not help at all. As the saints of India and Tibet tell us, the wealthier one becomes, the more suffering one endures. Even friends can bring suffering. Usually we feel that friends bring us more pleasure and happiness, but sometimes they bring more trouble. Today your friend has a nice smiling face, but in a moment the conversation can turn sour and you start to fight with no trace of friendship. We do gain happiness and satisfaction from our friends, but it is impermanent. It is not true happiness. Therefore, in a deep sense, ordinary friendship also has a nature of pain. Look at your own body. No matter how smooth your complexion and how fine your figure, if you shed even one drop of blood, it is suddenly not so good looking. Under the skin, there is raw flesh. Look deeper and you find bone. Skeletons in a museum or a hospital make most of us uncomfortable, but we are all the same underneath. Some people may be quite fat, others thin, some handsome. Yet if I look at them with an X-ray machine, I see a room full of skeletons with huge eye sockets. Such is the real nature of our body. Consider the pleasure of eating. Today I had some delicious food. Before I ate it, it was beautiful. But as it passed through my stomach and intestines, it changed into something not so beautiful. When eating, we avoid noticing that this happens, and we take pleasure, thinking, "Oh, now this is a very good meal. I am really pleased." But that beautiful food gradually passes through my body and finally goes into the toilet in a form nobody regards as beautiful. This stuff that people regard as very dirty actually is made in this human body. If I may make a joke, it sometimes seems that making stool is a principal function of our bodies. Eating, working, and making money are meaningless in themselves. However, even a small act of compassion grants meaning and purpose to our lives.